Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, guys. Welcome back to the Gemma Collins podcast. It is nearly the end of November. The month has flown by. I have been busy as per usual. I've been wrapping presents. I've been soaking dried fruit for my Christmas cake. I am so ready for Santa Claus to come down my chimney. You cannot believe it. So, guys, happy, happy Wednesday to you all. Who's ready for Christmas? I hope you're all getting in the festive spirit. We are getting so close now. But guys, today I want to chat to you about astrology. Plus, you guys have been sending me your amazing questions, which of course I'll be helping you out with. But first, I've got so much to tell you about my week. So I have been feeding wildlife, wildlife, wildlife. Guys, make sure you put food out for the birds. Do not forget the wildlife this winter. Please, if you've got time this week, do make some effort to check with your families if there's food in the garden for the birds. I've had a few massages this week. I've had my hair done. You know, just a lot of self-love this week. I've been having Epsom salt baths. I've been rubbing my favourite body cream in. You name it, I have been self-loving myself all over the shop. And that's something I want to talk about on today's podcast. People get offended if you tell them that you love yourself. And I'm like, how weird is that? I love myself. I want everyone to stop what they're doing now and say, I love myself. I do. I really love myself. If you are offended by that statement, then you need to go away and work on yourself. You know, when you like hear people say, she's full of it, he's full of it, blah, 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 blah. Honey, try and love yourself too. I just wanted to touch on that this week because I feel we all need to give ourselves some extra love before the sequin season starts. So this week's been crazy, always is crazy. I'm getting my house done up for Christmas. It is going to be, I promised I was going to strip it back this week because basically, my partner said to me last year he couldn't breathe in the house for Christmas trees. I had reindeers all over the place. You name it. I had a tree in every room. I had nutcracker men in toilets. You name it. It was all going on. So I've promised to strip it back this year. I can't guarantee I will stick to that. But I really saw I might go a bit Scandinavian this year, just like twinkly lights on my trees. You know, we're trying to save on electric and I'm thinking, do I really want to start busting up my electric bill to outer space? Because the amount of lights I had here last year, it was like Whoville from The Grinch. So I'm going to have to try and find, some sort of lights that don't use so much power. So that's what I've been busy doing this week. So today, topic of the week is astrology. So I want to tell you all about it. My star sign is Aquarius. I'm a water sign. I always feel happy in the water. I am like a whale in the water. I'm flapping about. I love it, especially salt water. I feel very happy in water. Plus, I love having baths. I'm so glad I'm an Aquarius. I really believe in astrology, like on a next level. If you watch like a lot of, I don't know, like Game of Thrones, a lot of these old, like sort of back in time situations, back in time, you know, programs, like if they've got to make a big decision whether to go to battle, they go and speak to like the astrologist. So my dad invited me to go to like an auditorium. It was on top of some rocks. And we had a telescope and we was looking at the planets, you know, there was me trying to crack a joke. Dad, where's Uranus? And he was like, Gemma, that's such an old joke. It's not even funny. Come and look at this. And he was explaining to me, about the moon, everything. And I looked through this telescope and I saw all the planets, and it got me thinking. I mean, through the telescope, they look so close, I could have touched them. But it just got me thinking, what are on them other planets? You know, apparently you can go to space in 11 minutes. I couldn't go because I'm claustrophobic, Darren, so I would not be good flying up to space. I'm being honest, honeys, even if someone offered me like £50 million, I just don't think I could go up to space. Yes, it's 11 minutes, but I just would be so claustrophobic. But it really got me thinking, there is so much more to life, so much more to the world we're living in. We're just one planet. I would love to know if there are other people living on them other planets. It is just so interesting. Horoscopes, love, signs, all of that. I'm really, really drawn to it. So you can have like these charts done as well. I don't know if you're new to astrology or you've had it done, but literally by looking at the planets and the horoscopes, people can try and tell you like how your year's going to go. And it's just so interesting, you know, like they can tell you like what's happening in your love life, your career, money and family. Like horoscopes are just unbelievable. And, you know, it's just literally there's these cosmic events that happen and eclipses and planetary retrogrades and lunar phases. And, you know, I don't know on a full moon if you've ever felt funny. I always feel funny on a full moon. I'm like a werewolf. It's best to stay out my way when there's a full moon. You can also feel really emotional on the full moon. It's just so weird what the moon does to you. Another weird thing that happens to me on a full moon, I like swell up with water. My body holds water on the full moon. If anyone knows what that means, let me know. So basically, I've always found like I don't really get on well with Geminis because apparently nothing against Geminis, but they're like two-faced. And yeah, I've never really gelled with Geminis. My partner is a Leo, which, yeah, we do clash a bit sometimes because he's like a lion that will wait in the bushes and pounce out, whereas I'm very like fast, let's do it now, let's sort it out now. My mum's a Pisces, my dad's a Virgo, my brother's a Virgo. It's just so weird how you just can get on or not get on with somebody that hasn't got the right star sign, honeys. So guys, I've just looked up Aquarius, which is me, and it's telling me, darlings, at the end of October, mighty Mars went retrograde in my sector of passion, romance and fertility. And there's some frustrations around love. Hobbies or children may creep in now until 2023. This is good. Oh my God. It's telling me that life starts to bring a little bit more enjoyment when the new moon arrives on November the 23rd in my social sector. You'll likely be hearing from more friends and attending more gatherings in the weeks coming up to Christmas. Oh my God, this is amazing. Guys, get on and look up your horoscope and see what good stuff is coming for you.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Guys, now to the best bit of the podcast. I hope I have blown you away with all that astrology stuff today. Look it up, get on it. You will not be disappointed. Now it's the time to answer your question. Jane wrote in and asked me, if I was to have one thing for the rest of my life, would it be fake tan, fake hair, fake nails or fake lashes? Jane, it would be fake lashes, because my eyes are really big and round and they're quite scary first thing in the morning. And I find when I have a few lashes on, they just look so much nicer. So definitely it would be fake lashes, honey. Now, the next dilemma, you have contacted me. I won't say who it's from because I'll keep you anonymous. But they say to me, hello, GC, I have a dilemma for you. I'm having trouble with my long-term boyfriend. We've been dating now for over 4 years and things have been running smoothly until about 3 months ago when I found out his dad started messaging me privately, which is nice, talking to my partner's parents until the messages start getting weird, asking for me to come over when my boyfriend wasn't home. I said no, as I found it weird. Now it feels weird when I go over because his dad will now walk around naked. How should I tell my boyfriend? I feel awkward and I don't like it. Thanks, Gemma. I love you loads. Honey, this needs to stop. Absolutely needs to stop. I actually had a dear friend of mine who was devastated when his father ran off with his wife. And it was his dad, and it's terrible, and it goes on. I mean, nothing shocks me now. I've seen and heard it all. So firstly, you need to sit your boyfriend down and tell him what's going on, show him the messages, explain what you've said to me. Say, you know, you was replying because you just thought the father was contacting you, to be polite. This needs to be addressed. This can't go on. You need to tell your boyfriend and out his father, basically. If his father is doing things that are inappropriate, like that is just not normal conduct, that's not what you do, you need to literally tell your father, you need to tell your partner about his father and put the guy right and say this is not acceptable behaviour because it's intimidating and it's scary. Now, the next dilemma is from somebody says, I work full time, but I'm now joining the fire department, but I don't want to leave my current job as I work with so many people that are like family to me. We all love each other so much and I love coming into work, but I want to start a full career. I'm very stuck and need some GC realness. Thanks, honey, for your message. I just want to say, you know, if you want to work in the fire department and if that's your long-term goal, you can still keep your work friends. You can still meet up with them. You can still keep relationships with them. You must go for what you want to do. It's never too good splitting yourself over so many different like job roles that you can't, you know, when people say jack of all trades, you can be great at everything, but good at nothing. You know, at the end of the day, I totally get they're like family, you know, but you've got to go for your dreams. And then people will always be there for you, supporting you. So, you know, go for it in the fire department. Think of your long-term career gain, not short-term. And if your friends are genuine, they're all going to be there for you, hun. So don't worry. Finally, the last beautiful question is from the lovely Julie in Liverpool, and she has asked me how I go about my Christmas prep. Well, honey, I always feel that I have to feel the Christmas magic within me. So I can't tell you what day it is, but I know in my being, my whole soul gets that Christmas magical feeling and it just comes over me. But leading up to that day where I get the feeling, because I'm like, oh, I haven't got the magic of Christmas in me yet. And then I'll just wake up one morning and I'm like, yeah, it feels like Christmas. But what I do, which is really good, is I make lists. So I get a list, a to-do list. I actually bought a Christmas planner this year and I put on it everyone's name that I'm buying for. And I sit there and I like to do thoughtful presents. And I think, right, what does that person really like? What are they interested in? What do they love? And then I get a present based around what they're going to love. And I always make sure it's thoughtful. I then get my PA to wrap them because one thing I'm terrible at is wrapping presents. So my PA will come over. I'll put the Christmas tunes on. I'll pour the mulled wine and she kindly wraps them for me. I always personalize my gift tags just to give it that extra bit of love and sparkle at Christmas. But if you go shopping and if you've not made a list and you don't have a clue what you're going to get, you're going to have a terrible, terrible time. So be organized, make the notes and take your planner out with you and you will be buzzing around them shops. You could probably get it done within an hour. Darlings, it has been fabulous to catch up with you this week. I'm going to leave you now. I'm going to go and have a mince pie and a cup of tea. Don't forget to follow the podcast and leave me a lovely review. That was so fun today. I hope you enjoyed today's Gemma Collins podcast, produced by Pineapple Audio Production. And don't forget, you can message or voice note me at Gemma Collins on Insta and TikTok. And you can email me at gemmapodcast8@gmail.com. Get in contact. I want to hear from you. See you next week, angels.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.